Benvenuti, welcome everyone to Time Pots Culture Show.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
Excuse us for the delay. Sorry for the delay. So, again, no delay here. We're talking about traveling in Italy and the cultural quirkiness that comes out of experiencing this country from a tourist's perspective. So we've got a lot of experience. Marco, clearly an Italian.
And today we also have here a guest with us, Irene, that is even more knowledgeable about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I think so.
Ciao, Irene.
I live there.
Ciao. Irene is from near Florence, is that right?
Yeah.
And has a very, very special knowledge of the region we're talking about because it's where she spent the majority of her life, right?
Yep,
so we're talking about Siena.
Siena.
And the beautiful region that is surrounds Siena. So Siena
e dintorni.
First of all, I'd like to say that Siena is kind of a pretty well-known city for people who are visiting Italy, but
everybody knows the most famous thing is il Palio, Palio di Siena, in
which
Italy,
is a horse race.
Yeah.
A horse race that goes around the central square, piazza.
It's
in
not
the
just
middle of the city.
A horse race because it's one of the few traditions that are still happening in Italy since a long, long time, right? It's like
I think so.
It's
no, I mean, it's really a tradition, and
because there's a lot of new festivals in other cities where they try to make up, you know, new stuff. This is a tradition since the 12th century, but it's all made up.
So, question. Okay, it's a horse race. Great. I have a horse. I love to ride my horse. Can I just ride my horse at the Palio of Siena?
No.
So, how do you get to? Whose teams get to compete in this Palio?
I guess, I don't know if I can say it, but I guess there's a little bit of mafia in it. Because it's just that you have to be able to race a horse. And there are some horses that are very, very important and famous in Siena. So, you need by... you need to get your horse, but I don't know if it's legal or illegal. I mean, no, I mean it's legal, but it's just that maybe they talk about it before and then they decide what horse to get.
Okay, so it's not like public and everybody knows, and it's just behind
it
the
should
curtains.
Be. It should be public, but I
in fact,
don't know.
Okay, so. Basically, what happened is very peculiar because in Siena there are different districts, different
areas of town,
areas
right.
of the town
that are fixed. They're historical, mapped out parts of town,
and each one has like a symbol, which is an animal.
Yeah,
it's an emblem. It's a symbol of its.
For example, there is la tortuga, c'è
lupa,
so there's the
lupa,
turtle,
bruco,
drago.
Okay, and so on. So, but in every year only. Not only few of them can participate.
Well, not all of them can race. So yeah. Some of them are kind of, they're narrowed down from this large number of quarters of districts to a smaller number.
Is there like a lottery or what?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a lottery.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
And they picked out, they are picked out by chance. Some of them can race. And then you said there's also... Okay, you cannot see, but Irene is doing the eyes that are like, yeah, by chance, my ass.
By chance.
So, okay, so by magic, some teams get to race, right? Whatever this magic is with the whole bunny ears thing. And people race, and so the whole town comes to watch, right? It's not like it happens in the middle of the night. It's
yeah,
a big spectacle.
And you can also rent an house in the...
Siena
Square.
Center.
Yeah, and it's very, very, very expensive. And a lot of American people, more or less, maybe also English, they want to rent
an okay,
apartment.
So for tourists you can rent. And how much can I...
I guess it was like, I don't know, like 10,000. Yeah.
10,000 euros.
10,000 euros for one night.
Yep.
It must be a very good show.
Okay, so what does the winner receive? What is the prize?
There's
pride.
Well, yeah,
for sure. But
Pride, really, and like bragging rights.
Big.
It's bragging rights.
Party for
the whole district.
1 year,
no?
Yeah, for for 1 year.
1 year, every day, party.
Yeah, it's.
And teasing the
about,
losers.
Yeah, it's about what night. I mean, one night is the most important.
Mm.
But for 1 year, you have like, a party.
You have the right to party.
Yeah, you have the right to party. Yeah.
You're the coolest kids in school for like one whole year.
Okay, this is like what makes Siena a very, very special town. And
what makes Siena special to you? Because you're from nearby, right? Mm-hmm. But you still like to visit there. So is there like a restaurant or a place that you love in the city that you always go back to?
I like Siena very much. I don't like a place in particular. I mean, I like the Duomo. I think it's very beautiful. And I really like the square. I think that the square is really, really strange. Yes. But I mean, in a good sense. And it's particular. It's very particular. There's no square like it in all over the world. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. And yes, I really like the events that are going on Siena, because usually there are going on free concert in the square, Siena Square. And it's so beautiful because you have a good view of Siena Square, and you can listen to good music and dance and drink wine and do what you want.
Sounds
and you
fun.
Know people. Okay. Everything for free.
All right.
Sounds very fun.
But what about like we said also areas nearby Siena? So is there a place where you go or that you would recommend going to?
So yeah, what if you want to hang out in the countryside? Because I'm, you know, it's one thing to be in the city, but Siena can be a bit touristy. There's lots of people who visit. So what if you want to go and experience the countryside?
Fienile di grazia.
Okay, no, let's explain. So basically, il fienile di grazia is agriturismo. It's
agriturismo is a word that we have in Italian that we don't really have in English, and this is a kind of farm stay,
family
run farm stay, kind of homestay experience where you're in the countryside, usually in Italy, and you're able to see and to participate in the production of local goods. So you see maybe wine growing or you know, just you're kind of in the countryside, really.
Yeah, but and we were laughing because this Fienile di Grazia is actually run by a friend of ours that Tommaso also helped us out in an Italian pod a few months ago. So this is kind of a
plug. this is a shameless plug.
I haven't been there. He sent us an invitation. I certainly think it's going to be like as soon as I have time I'm going to see the Fienile di Grazia.
Anyway, it's near a village called Castelfranco di Sopra, right?
Yes.
And so it's a 14th century village with with a small tower and very famous artist inspired
Vasari.
Mm-hmm. Arnolfo Di Cambio.
Anyway, so if you are in the region, definitely check out Siena. It is high on the lists of most visitors to Italy, but definitely there's a lot of stuff to see. You know, as Irene has said, check out the piazza because it's bizarre, but good bizarre. lots of great food, lots of things to do, and get out into the countryside. Check out those agriturismi. And when you're not gallivanting around Italy, please do check out our website, italianpod.com. Lots of places for you to post your comments, your experiences, your questions, anything that might come through your mind that's Italy related. And also write to us at our email address, italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
All right. And well, thanks, Irene, for telling us everything.
You're welcome.
Okay, so shall we go and check again Fienile di Grazia on Google Maps?
We should. Lots of nice pictures as well.
Ciao.
Ciao.